Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. New UN sanctions on North Korea have won rare praise for the Trump administration from a leading Democrat, not known for his kind words for the president. Maryland Senator Bing Cardin, the top Democrat on the Foreign Relations Committee, called the U.S.-sponsored resolution toughening sanctions a good move.
I give our team a lot of credit for getting that done. There are pretty strong additional sanctions to be imposed against North Korea because of their continued testing of ballistic missiles.
Sanctions resolution that the Security Council passed unanimously Friday puts more limits on imports that support its nuclear and its missile programs. Nikki Haley is the U.S. ambassador to the United Nations.
On November 29th, Pyongyang launched an intercontinental ballistic missile. This was another attempt by the Kim regime to masquerade as a great power while their people starve and their soldiers defect.
North Korea calling the latest sanctions an act of war. Suicide bomber on foot blew himself up close to a compound, Afghanistan's National Intelligence Agency in the capital, Kabul. That happening today. At least three people are dead, one other wounded. There was no immediate claim of responsibility. Blast comes a week after the Islamic State claimed an attack on a training facility of that same agency in Kabul that ended when the attackers were killed before causing significant casualties. Peru's president has granted a medical pardon to jailed former leader Alberto Fujimori, who was serving a 25-year sentence for human rights abuses and corruption. Fujimori served as president of Peru from 1990 to 2000. He remains a divisive figure in Peru. This is VOA News. U.S.-based research company ResearchNow, SSI, hit by a fire in the Philippines, is now confirming that 37 of its employees died in the blaze. The fire erupted Saturday, and by Sunday it was brought under control, but smoke continues to billow from the building. The local fire marshal says the blaze might have started in a furniture store on the third floor of the building. White Zimbabwean farmer Rob Smart and his two sons have returned to their farm 6 months after they were forced out by police during ex-president Robert Mugabe's reign. Reuters' Matthew LaRotonda reports.
Their return marks the first sign that new president Emmerson Mnangagwa is keeping his vow to stop illegal land seizures and restore property rights. He'd heard of Smart's plight while still vice president and took up the case. Mnangagwa became president last month after a de facto coup ended 93-year-old Robert Mugabe's rule. Zimbabwe's economy had collapsed in the latter half of Mugabe's 37 years in power, particularly after the seizure of thousands of white-owned commercial farms. Land ownership is one of Zimbabwe's most sensitive political topics. The new government's now ordered illegal occupiers to vacate lands immediately, which could be a ray of hope for some white farmers hoping to return to their land.
Reuters' Matthew LaRotonda reporting.
Un camino que debe conducir también a que renazca la
Spain's King Felipe directed his Christmas message this year to separatist-minded region of Catalonia and what he says is the need to avoid confrontation. In an October speech, the king condemned what he called the unacceptable disloyalty of the Catalan separatists. Pro-independence lawmakers dominate the Catalan parliament after Thursday's election. Prime Minister Mariano Rajoy disbanded the previous parliament after Catalonia legally held an independence referendum leading to violence and nationwide chaos. Palestinian Boy and Girl Scouts kicked off Christmas celebrations in Bethlehem, the traditional birthplace of Jesus, with a colorful march through Manger Square, but religion mixed heavily with politics this year in Bethlehem, which is ruled by the internationally backed Palestinian Authority. And Pope Francis strongly defended immigrants at his Christmas Eve Mass, comparing them to Mary and Joseph, the parents of Jesus, finding no place to stay in Bethlehem, and saying that faith demands that foreigners be welcomed as rightful citizens of the planet and be treated not as outcasts. Get more at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.